Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's time to catch up with Actioneers now, and I'm joined now by Leslie and Gary. Hello.
Hi, Simon.
And you're Children, Young People and Families Operations Manager at Action for Blind People.
I am.
Tell us a bit about Actioneers then, if you would, just to set the scene for us.
Yeah, well, Actioneers, they are multi-activity clubs for children and young people with sight loss, generally from the age 8 to 16, but we do let 4 to 7-year-olds come along, providing they've got, you know, a parent or guardian to come and support them and supervise them on the day. And generally, they're just, like you say, multi-activity clubs where the young people decide what activities they want to do, so we, you know, put them on. And it's also an opportunity for their siblings to come along and attend the activities with them. So, like, the activities are anything from sport to, like, museum visits, cooking experiences, things like that.
And I suppose for some parents, it's hard to let go of your kids, because especially if they've got a visual impairment, you perhaps want to make sure that they're safe. And so is that what these kind of events are aimed at, that they can relax and they can let the children go and do things in safety?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, you know, we'll ensure that they are adapted to meet the needs of their children. And obviously, like you've said, for the parents to let go, it's like, you know, that is a massive thing for them. But it also gives a chance for the parents, because parents do stay at the sessions, for those to, you know, start developing a bit of a peer support network with each other. So, you know, you might have a new parent come along, and obviously, you know, they can be reassured by our staff, but also by the other parents that are at the club, and, you know, there might be things that they want to talk about, and that, you know, they've got the opportunity just to speak to each other.
And it's a great way of picking up ideas as well, isn't it, from other people's experience?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously with a lot of your visually impaired young people going to mainstream schools, they might actually be the only child in their local school, so that parent might not have come across another, you know, visually impaired child and parent. So it's just, you know, a good opportunity for them to meet each other, and obviously for the young people to make friends with you know, their visually impaired peers as well.
That was a good point you made there, actually, because I first had, I've got central vision loss, I've got Stargardt's macular disease, and it was funny, I grew up, started when I was about 15 and kind of levelled off a bit, but I grew up thinking that virtually, I mean, I was basically told no research was going into this, there wasn't enough people with it, and it's true, you say, you don't realise that actually there's quite a lot of people that have this same condition.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've had incidences where, you know, a parent's under the same thinking of yourself, and then they go along to a club and there happens to be, you know, a child of the same condition, you know, that you know, they can discuss things, or, you know, check out what technology they've got, what they're using in school. It's just providing them that opportunity to speak to someone else who's going through the same things, or who've already experienced it, who can help advise them.
All righty, well, let's move on to then what you've got coming up this month.
Yes, so Actioneers, we've got loads of activities. So we've got the sporty stuff like cricket and goalball and trampolining, a bit of raft building and climbing and canoeing. And then we've also got a museum tour as well. So, yeah, lots going on.
So what is the Independent Youth Day then? What's that about? That's the 24th of September, isn't it?
Yeah, this is more of our transitions age group, like for the 12 to 17-year-olds. And this is, it's at Brayside Outdoor Centre, which is over in Wiltshire. So it's this Saturday from 10 till 6:30. So, you know, it's a full day. And this particular day is all about workshops and fun activities for the young people, but also for the parents as well. So getting them to think about, you know, the future choices, and doing a bit about independent travel as well, you know, because that, you know, that's crucial for the future, you know, once they can travel independently, that, you know, opens a lot of doors for them.
Yeah, and that can be a big barrier as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that we're discovering, you know, over the last few years of running our transitions events, that, you know, that is something that a lot of them can't necessarily do. So we're starting to develop workshops around independent travel.
And Sunday, you've got a family event taking place.
Yeah, this is a joint family event and Actionaires, so we've got quite a few areas going to one event. Now, it's something called Kidzania, and it's all about real-life role-play experiences. So it teaches them life skills. They get Kidzania money to go around for the day, and they can spend it on different things, but, you know, teaching them, like, finance stuff, literacy, all about teamwork and independence. But there's lots of role-play experiences about different jobs. So there's, like, singing, you know, being a police officer, absolutely loads of different, like, work experience-y type things. So, it's, you know, we've been going to the centre for the last 12 months, and the sessions are, you know, proving really, really popular. So we've got one on Sunday from 2:15 till 6:30, and that's from our Actionaires and young people from, like, London, East Anglia and Hampshire.
And do you see a change in children's sort of attitudes, even parents' attitudes with attending events like this?
Yeah, absolutely, even if it's just from that confidence building, you know, which is a massive thing, but just, and a lot of it is about raising aspirations, you know, like some parents will be thinking, oh, my child's, you know, got a visual impairment, you know, what can they be able to do, you know, so it's actually showing them that, you know, anything's possible, you know, and just showing them that there's hope out there, and, you know, making sure the right support is there for their child to, you know, to become what they want to become.
And a great one, teaching them to work within a budget as well, which was something
my
parents really struggled with that one.
Yeah.
Right, now, tell us a bit about Vision England then.
Yeah, this is a project that we had funded by a lottery fund called Our Bright Future, and it's residential opportunities for 14 to 17 year olds. So we're actually in the first year at the moment, and we've got one more residential to go. But what it is, it's a program of three residentials, and then there's three different locations that the young people can choose to attend. So we've got one over in Surrey, one in Cumbria, and one in Taunton. So, you know, we've got a good national coverage. And the residentials take place in the Easter holidays, during August, and then October half term. And it's all about the natural environment, teaching them, like, conservation and things like that. But it's also, you know, building on the life skills, so they make the packed lunches every day, you know, they're getting themselves ready, looking at volunteer opportunities, and they're working themselves through a skills checklist as well. So even things like, you know, making the bed, so they might not be able to do it so well on the first residential, but when they come back on the second one, you know, they're doing things a lot more independent, like picking their own clothes to wear and things like that. So we're actually recruiting for next year's residentials now. So the applications have just opened, and they're open till December. And it's £25, and that is for all three residentials. So they've got two 2-night ones and one 3-night one to go on. And the young people work towards an award called the John Mooer Award, which, you know, it's a great opportunity to go, like, similar things that they do on the Duke of Edinburgh, but it's around, you know, the natural world, you know, they do mini expeditions like hikes and stuff. So, you know, it's a great opportunity, and the feedback we're getting from year one is brilliant.
And I agree, it's so much more inclusive for blind and partially sighted children as well to be doing some of the similar things that the sighted peers are doing as well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But I'd say that, you know, to see the journey that they've gone on, you know, I went along to residential two at the different sites, and to see the difference with those young people already, and we've still got another residential to go with them yet, you know, so they really are becoming, like, independent and, you know, working through the journey.
It must be very rewarding for you, though, to see that.
Yeah, absolutely, especially when you've had a hard day at work getting everything organised, to actually see the difference we make to the young people, you know, at the events, you know, it just shows, like, you know, how worthwhile everything is and, you know, like you say, the difference that we are making.
Well, Leslie, how do we get more information there? Because there's quite a lot covered there, and to look at it at our leisure, where do we get all the information from?
Okay, yeah, if they've got access to the internet, they can go to our website, which is www.actionforblindpeople.org.uk, and if they go to the children, young people and families section within the support and information tabs, all the events are on there, you know, from all the different areas. Or they can give myself a call on 01642 233 439, and then I'll get all the information that they need.
Well, Well, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you, Leslie, and we will catch up with you a little bit earlier in the month, in October, so we can get some more dates and events down, so everybody gets as much opportunity to take part in these things as possible. But for the meantime, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.